这是英语科听力部分。
该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟的时间，将你的答案转涂到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting.I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages.You know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay, well, if you can just give me your name and address,I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间。来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's $9.15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其画在试卷上。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
John, have you seen Mia?
I last saw her with Max at the library.
Max? How is it possible? He said he's meeting me in the cafe soon. 'What a mix! Sun in the morning, showers at noon, cold wind now.
Yeah, it is impossible to decide if it's spring or autumn. Look, the sun is setting. Seen from the beach, it's so beautiful.
Really? It is quite different from that on the mountain.
So you won't regret coming here instead of going to the live concert in the park in the town. Have you tried the interactive Choose Your Own Adventure books?
No, I'm a firm fan of traditional stories.
They're fun, but I get preference for romantic storytelling. Did you see the new Marvel movie last night? The one with the time-traveling cats?
Cats? I thought they were courageous superheroes.
Yeah, but these were magical cats saving the suffering universe.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后，有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话。 或读白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题。每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。听下面一段对话，回答。 第6和第7两个小题。现在，你有10秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hi, I'm going to JFK Airport tomorrow and my plane leaves at 3 p.m. Latest check-in time is 1:40. What time do you think I should leave downtown Manhattan?
For JFK? Well, you'd better leave plenty of time because often there are delays on the subway. Are you going on the subway or the train?
The subway, I think.
The subway? If I were you, I'd allow about 1.5 hours. So if you want to be at the airport at 1:30, then you'd better leave at about 12 o'clock.
Okay, that's great. Thanks. Hi, I'm going to JFK Airport tomorrow and my plane leaves at 3 p.m. Latest check-in time is 1:40. What time do you think I should leave downtown Manhattan?
For JFK? Well, you'd better leave plenty of time because often there are delays on the subway. Are you going on the subway or the train?
The subway, I think.
The subway? If I were you, I'd allow about 1.5 hours. So if you want to be at the airport at 1:30, then you'd better leave at about 12 o'clock.
Okay, that's great. Thanks.
Listen to the following sentence. 第8和第9两个小题。现在，你有10秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hey, congratulations on getting your book published. Are you going to have a launch party?
Well, I've been so relieved the writing's finally finished, but I haven't given it much thought. It isn't really my kind of thing. It'd be nice if the publisher organized something, but they don't do that unless you're an established author.
Yes. Who's making them lots of money? Have you got a decent budget for the party?
It's not bad. Maybe I can have the party at the Condor Hotel. What I'm concerned about is how to attract publicity. I don't suppose you have any ideas about who to invite.
Let's have a think. Hey, congratulations on getting your book published. Are you going to have a launch party?
Well, I've been so relieved the writing's finally finished, but I haven't given it much thought. It isn't really my kind of thing. It'd be nice if the publisher organized something, but they don't do that unless you're an established author.
Yes. Who's making them lots of money? Have you got a decent budget for the party?
It's not bad. Maybe I can have the party at the Condor Hotel. What I'm concerned about is how to attract publicity. I don't suppose you have any ideas about who to invite.
Let's have a think. Hello, Tourist Information Center. Mike speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I wanted to find out about cookery classes. I believe there are some one-day classes for tourists.
Okay. There are several classes. A very popular one is at the Food Studio on Wednesday. They focus on teaching you how to cook seasonal products.
Right. That sounds good.
Another one is Bond's Cookery School. They concentrate on teaching you to prepare healthy food.
So is that food for people on a diet?
Well, I don't think they particularly focus on low-calorie diets or weight loss. It's more to do with recipes that look at specific needs.
I see. Do they have a website I could check?
If you want to know more about them, every Thursday evening they have a lecture online. It's free, and you don't need to book or anything. Just turn up at 7:30, and that might give you an idea of whether you want to go to an actual class. Hello, Tourist Information Center. Mike speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I wanted to find out about cookery classes. I believe there are some one-day classes for tourists.
Okay. There are several classes. A very popular one is at the Food Studio on Wednesday. They focus on teaching you how to cook seasonal products.
Right, that sounds good.
Another one is Bond's Cookery School. They concentrate on teaching you to prepare healthy food.
So is that food for people on a diet?
Well, I don't think they particularly focus on low-calorie diets or weight loss. It's more to do with recipes that look at specific needs.
I see. Do they have a website I could check?
If you want to know more about them, every Thursday evening they have a lecture online. It's free, and you don't need to book or anything. Just turn up at 7:30, and that might give you an idea of whether you want to go to an actual class.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hello, Fairbanks speaking.
Good morning. My name's Pritchard. I've just retired. I'd like to become a volunteer, and I gather you coordinate volunteer work in the village.
Yes, next month, on the 19th of October, we're holding a quiz.
That sounds like fun. Can I do anything to help?
Well, we need plenty of drinks for halfway through. So if you could provide any, we'd be grateful.
I'm sure I could.
Thank you. Then on November the 18th, we're holding a dance. We've booked a band that specializes in music of the 1930s.
I'm not really a dancer, but I'd like to do something to help.
Well, we sell tickets in advance, and having an extra person to check them at the door as people arrive would be good.
Okay, I'm happy with that.
We're also arranging a New Year's Eve party. The hotel will be providing dinner. The one thing we haven't got yet is a poster. That isn't something you could do, is it?
Well, actually, yes. Before I retired, I was a graphic designer, so that's right up my street.
Oh, perfect! Hello, Fairbanks speaking.
Good morning. My name's Pritchard. I've just retired. I'd like to become a volunteer, and I gather you coordinate volunteer work in the village.
Yes, next month, on the 19th of October, we're holding a quiz.
That sounds like fun. Can I do anything to help?
Well, we need plenty of drinks for halfway through. So if you could provide any, we'd be grateful.
I'm sure I could.
Thank you. Then on November the 18th, we're holding a dance. We've booked a band that specializes in music of the 1930s.
I'm not really a dancer, but I'd like to do something to help.
Well, we sell tickets in advance, and having an extra person to check them at the door as people arrive would be good.
Okay, I'm happy with that.
We're also arranging a New Year's Eve party. The hotel will be providing dinner. The one thing we haven't got yet is a poster. That isn't something you could do, is it?
Well, actually, yes. Before I retired, I was a graphic designer, so that's right up my street.
Oh, perfect!
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Okay, well, someone whose work really influenced me is Gabriel Garcia Marquez. I like his short stories such as Leaf Storm and Strange Pilgrims, but I fell in love with his novels, particularly my favorite, 100 Years of Solitude. That book really made its mark on me. Anyway, Marquez was a Colombian writer. He was born in 1928. He's a Nobel Prize winner. He won the Nobel Prize in Literature. And his books have been translated into dozens of languages, for example, Chinese and French. He was one of the best-known writers in the style that's called magical realism. I mean, magical things happen in his books. I'm a big fan of that type of writing. Anyway, his novels are kind of funny, but it's black humor. What impressed me most is that he invented all these amazing, unforgettable characters, like bad officials and devoted lovers and cruel policemen. And through it all, you're laughing at the characters, but you also see their world is falling apart. I haven't read his work in Spanish, only English. But the style is amazing. His dialogue is fast and funny, and he wrote amazing descriptions of places and people. And, well, it was finding Marquez's work as a teenager that really made me become a reader. Okay, well, someone whose work really influenced me is Gabriel Garcia Marquez. I like his short stories such as Leaf Storm and Strange Pilgrims, but I fell in love with his novels, particularly my favorite, 100 Years of Solitude. That book really made its mark on me. Anyway, Marquez was a Colombian writer. He was born in 1928. He's a Nobel Prize winner. He won the Nobel Prize in Literature, and his books have been translated into dozens of languages, for example, Chinese and French. He was one of the best-known writers in the style that's called magical realism. I mean, magical things happen in his books. I'm a big fan of that type of writing. Anyway, his novels are kind of funny, but it's black humor. What impressed me most is that he invented all these amazing, unforgettable characters, like bad officials and devoted lovers and cruel policemen. And through it all, you're laughing at the characters, but you also see their world is falling apart. I haven't read his work in Spanish, only English. But the style is amazing. His dialogue is fast and funny, and he wrote amazing descriptions of places and people. And, well, it was finding Marquez's work as a teenager that really made me become a reader.
第二节到此结束。现在，你有2分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。